During a three-hour-long hearing, Assistant Attorney General Christopher Mann laid out the unsanitary conditions at the Meadowbrook Trailer Park involving raw sewage pouring into a nearby brook and the inability of owner Russ Edwards to provide his 15 tenants potable water when their water was turned off.
Water was turned off in part because of the debt for the water bill and in part because of concerns from the town of Richmond that because of the massive water leaks underground, that water might somehow mix with the sewerage, tainting Richmond's water supply.
Last month, the town ordered tenants evicted for a night while the water situation was corrected. But Edwards was also cited for having an unsecured home on the property. Inspectors say that remains a hazard. And for his three current violations, Edwards was fined $1,500 apiece, despite his repeated claims that he has no money. Edwards blamed most of the problems on the assistant manager he hired to collect the rents and take over the park last year.
This has come about because an individual has deprived me of my income from the park, all of it. He had virtual control of the park. He used a number of ways to manipulate the tenants there, so I virtually lost contact with the tenants.
But Bob LeClaire, executive director of the Maine Housing Board, says Edwards has a long history of violations at Meadowbrook that goes back nearly 20 years and includes electrical and fuel storage issues, junk and trash, and a previous consent agreement with the board.
I don't know how many years that we have to give somebody to correct the community to the requirements of the Manufactured Housing Board.
LeClaire recommended that Edwards' license to operate the park be revoked, and the board unanimously agreed. Board member Teresa DeFossis says she hopes the revocation of his license and the fines will send a strong message.
I feel that any manufactured community owner that allows these conditions to exist in a community shouldn't be in the industry. It's embarrassing to all of us. It's a black mark on the industry, and it's a terrible place for the tenants, residents to be in without water and sewage running down the street. It's just not what we do.
I would like to see the tenants come out in a win-win, be in a better situation, hopefully with the Tenants Association and us all working together to own the park.
Stella Trahan is one of several tenants who wonders, what's next? Owner Russ Edwards has identified a possible buyer for Meadowbrook. Richard Breton specializes in turning distressed mobile home parks around. But Breton told the board he might need to evict tenants while he works on making improvements. And that's what makes Trahan and others nervous. They're currently working with the Massachusetts-based Cooperative Development Institute to buy the park on their own. Jessica Pooley is a technical assistance provider.
Cooperatives are all over the place in food and work, and it gives them purchasing power. It gives them stability. It allows them to control their lot rents and improve the infrastructure and improve their living environment on their own.
Pooley says CDI can't force Edwards to sell the park to the tenants, but because tenants had a previous purchase agreement with him, she's hopeful that a deal can be reached. She says the tenants are planning to file an injunction to prevent the sale of their park to a private owner. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.